The flat topped rise on the left is the likely location of the Guilford County Courthouse, probably a small rectangular log building aligned along the New Garden Road, surrounded by a clearing as you see today. In addition to its role as the seat of county government, as county courts were in those days, it served as a mustering point for local militia like Arthur Forbes throughout the war. Among other outbuildings on the grounds, including one across Reedy Fork, is a military supply depot. The courthouse was also Greene's headquarters when the Army first camped here on the way to Virginia. The men likely spread all over the terrace then. The Civil War between the Tories and Whigs that was part of the Revolution took a bloody turn here, literally. Two Loyalists were captured by Whig militia and brought to the courthouse for trial. The date is unknown. Both were found guilty, and one was executed by firing squad. The other was spigoted, according to a witness. That is, he was placed with one foot, drove in a block, and was turned around until the pin run through his foot. The witness, whose mother had been whipped by Tories, described it as cruel, but admitted he viewed the punishment with no little satisfaction. At the end of the battle, a seriously wounded British soldier had wandered a few steps to this side of Reedy Fork Road with a pike, staff with an iron tip, still in hand. He apparently collapsed there. As the last of the Continentals are marching away, he spots a fellow Irishman among them and begs for water. That man accommodated him. According to a witness, when he turned to go away, and before he had got any distance, the redcoat, so frenzied with pain and thirst that he did not know what he was doing, threw his staff with all his remaining strength at his benefactor, and the iron point struck him, but inflicted only a slight wound. The Continental turned back and shoved his bayonet through the man's heart. The British soldier was probably the last man killed in the battle, though by no means the last to die from it. The next day, the courthouse becomes the field hospital for the American wounded. They are tended by some British surgeons and a Continental one requested by Cornwallis at the same time Greene was offering him. Their letters apparently crossed in transit. On his post-war tour of the southern states in 1791, President George Washington made a point of visiting where this momentous battle occurred and stopped at the courthouse. He wrote in his diary on June 2, "I examined the ground on which the action of Greene and Cornwallis commenced, and after dinner rode over where their lines were formed, and the score closed in the retreat of the American forces." Dinner was in the courthouse with local notables, possibly including former North Carolina militia general Griffith Rutherford, who missed the battle because he was a prisoner of war. Please use the instructions under the Continental's retreat and its audio clip.